EEOA provides financial assistance for heating costs during a regular winter and not just during times like this of shortage and extra cold weather. How is your program funded?
Our funding comes from the federal government. It's the LIHEAP grant, Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, and it's decided upon, you know, in the national budget.
Okay, so it's decided on, not necessarily dependent upon weather conditions.
No, not weather conditions, because LIHEAP goes out to all the states. Some states get cooling assistance, and we get heating assistance.
Okay. Who is eligible to receive this heating assistance?
Any low-income person can receive it as long as they either pay heat and electric, they pay electric, or their rent is higher, you know, and they're not subsidized.
Okay. And how would I apply for that? How do I get that assistance if I think I need help?
You have to apply for the Energy Assistance Program every year. The applications can be picked up at any AOA office. We have them online at aeoa.org, or you can call our 800 number, and we will be happy to send you one.
Okay. And now, Jana, you have received heating assistance before. Can you tell us about the process, how complicated it was, how it worked out for you?
Well, actually, it was not complicated at all, and that's part of the reason why it came on. Anybody in the area who maybe has wondered about it and thought, oh, geez, you know, filling out another application, that can be daunting a lot of times. My experience has been wonderful. First of all, you know, as she mentioned, the application is easily accessible. You can either go online and print it out or, you know, call them, have them mail you one. Also, you know, since I have received assistance in the past, what they do is they automatically send me one again each September. So I don't even have to be on the ball. It's okay. Like it comes in the mail and it's like, oh, yep, there it is.
Uh-huh.
So I really appreciate that. Another thing I wanted to mention, the application, you know, it's relatively fast and easy to complete. The questions are pretty straightforward, general information about you and your household. And then it goes on, you know, asking about, you do need proof of income, like for the last 3 months. And, you know, depending on when you complete the application, they even show you what pay stubs you need. And then also just information about your home. You know, do you own it? Do you rent? How do you heat it? And then you need information, like account information verifying, you know, what type of energy you use, whether you go with propane, electric, a combination, you know, they just need that information. And then, yeah, you sign it, send it in, and, you know, they're pretty fast responding. And also, too, I think there was 1 year where I had questions, and so I called the 800 number, and their staff was very helpful in answering my questions, you know, and getting that completed. So, again, I've had a great experience with it.
Do you send them the fuel bill then? Is that how it works?
What it is, you know, I fill out the application, get the proper paperwork, which again is just copies of pay stubs, and I think they just need to know your account numbers with, you know, either
with
the electric company or propane companies. And then what they do is once they figure out what your benefit will be, or however you call that, they get that to the company directly.
So it really is.
Yeah, I mean, you get a letter saying either you were approved or not, how much, and then they get that directly to them, so you don't even need to worry about that. And it's just, you know, it's good peace of mind, because winter is a rough time of year up here, and, you know, depending on where you live, you can spend a lot of money.
It can really knock a hole in your budget. Yes.
So it's just, it's been very nice, you know, a stress reliever, can I say that?
Right. Yeah. Very good. Mary, can you explain why the cost of propane has gone up so much lately?
From what I've read in the news or heard in the news, part of it is due to the abundant corn crops that all came in at once, and it came in wet, so they had to dry it and used a large amount of propane in this area in the Midwest. And also, I've been told either one or two of the normal lines are down. So the propane we're getting, they're having to go get it. They're having to go to Kansas and Texas and Nebraska to truck the propane up.
Okay.
Now, that's what I've been told is the cause of the high prices.
Do you think that with the extra cold weather, it makes more people eligible for assistance during this type of weather?
It doesn't necessarily make more people eligible, but what we're seeing right now is people who in the past have felt, you know, we can get by. There are people who need this worse are applying this year.
Okay.
Some of the low income, but maybe a little bit higher range are applying when they have made it in the past. And okay. Right now at $5 a gallon, it's really hard to afford.
It really makes a difference, right?
Yeah.
We're speaking with Mary Heilman of AEOA and Cook County resident Jana Burka about the home heating assistance. Jana, did we cover everything about your experience with AEOA?
I believe so, and hopefully everything that I said, you know, Mary agrees with.
Uh-huh.
But again, they've been very helpful.
That's very nice to know. Mary, did we cover everything?
Yes, we did. One thing I want to add is if people who have gotten some assistance this year and have propane or oil and have already called and used crisis, please call us. There is some additional funding available for oil and LP people. So we're not going to be able to give you anything unless you call us. You have to be in a crisis situation. So that means you got to be low. But always call us first, and then we can refer you on to some other entities if we don't have enough money.
Okay. Do you want to give us that phone number?
Yes. Our 800 number is 1-800-662-5711. Be sure and leave a message if you don't get us right away.
Okay.
We do return phone calls. If your furnace breaks down and you own your home, give us a call even on weekends and somebody will call you back.
Okay, and that's also available online at AEOA.org, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you both for being here today. You've helped us gather a lot of information. Thank you.
Thank you.